The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Dale Wegner of the Sac Sun newspaper and Jordan Armstrong of KSIB Radio in Creston. Dale, you can start us off with your question for Senator Grassley.
Okay, Senator, this morning there was a tie-breaking vote by Vice President Pence in regards to allowing states to withhold funds from health care providers that provide abortion. Could you give us your thoughts on that vote and how it turned out?
Yeah, actually, that was what we call a procedural vote, but your question is still appropriate. But the vote that really does what you want done will probably be done between now and 4:30 Eastern time. And my reason for doing that is for money to go to Planned Parenthood is one thing, but they in turn then subcontract out to some work to other people and agencies and maybe organizations, whatever you want to call it, and in turn then maybe some of that doesn't really get wise use of taxpayers' money. And so what we're doing is making sure that Planned Parenthood doesn't have the freedom to use the money down the road, as I just indicated. Okay, we should go now to Jordan.
Good afternoon, Senator. I'm happy to have you out here today. I guess kind of the big thing going on right now when you see anything on TV is, of course, the nomination process with the Supreme Court and with Neil Gorsuch, and you're the head of that with the Judiciary Committee. I was wondering what your thoughts were last week on how the hearing went, your thoughts on Gorsuch, and kind of what lies ahead.
22 hours over 2 days, he answered questions for 20 members of the committee, and I think that most of the Democrats do not want him to be on the Supreme Court, and I think as hard as they tried, they did not lay a glove on him from this standpoint, that he stood by what we call the Ginsburg standard after Justice Ginsburg. When she was before the committee 24 years ago, she said she can't comment on any case that might be coming before the Supreme Court in the future. So she gave very general answers. Sotomayor and Kagan from the Obama appointments said the same thing. And Gorsuch said the same thing. So they say you aren't answering our questions. Well, he's following the Ginsburg standard. So they found a person that is very, very knowledgeable. They found a person that has written so many opinions, of which most of them were unanimous decisions. He's had eight appeals, his decisions appealed to the Supreme Court, and only one of them, and that was just last week, none of them have been overridden by the Supreme Court. Not only knowledgeable, but he showed an independence that judges ought to have. He was accused of being for big corporations, but he said it's a judge's job not to be for big people or little people. You look at the law and look at the facts of the case and make an independent judgment based upon what the law and the facts require. That's exactly what a judge is supposed to do. And a person that picks winners and losers, like being for big corporations or being just for the so-called little guy, then what they're basically doing is writing opinions according to their own personal points of view as opposed to what the law says. So he's a judge and not a super legislator. We're going to vote him out of committee next Monday, probably on an 11-9 party line vote. I think when he gets to the floor Tuesday, there'll be four days of debate. I think he'll be approved probably with 57 or 58 votes, which means he's getting somewhere between five or six Democrat votes. So it'll be bipartisan. I don't think there'll be a filibuster. They're threatening one. If there is one, this guy's going to be approved one way or the other. So he's going to be on the Supreme Court.
Thank you.
Okay, back to Dale.
Okay, Governor Sonny Perdue has just passed out of the Senate Ag Committee. Your deliberations with him.
Yeah.
What concerns do you have about him as he goes in front of the full Senate and
yeah.
For his nomination?
Yeah. A lot less than what I thought it would have when I first heard that he was going to be the nominee, because I'm very much for a Midwesterner, because I think a Midwesterner has more support and what do you want to call it, backing, consideration for the family farmer more than people from California or the Southeast do. But I talked to him, and I'm satisfied that he knows that the family farmer is the backbone of American agriculture. And so I'm going into it with an open mind. Obviously, we're going to have some disagreements, maybe, but I think that you're going to find him to be a good Secretary of Agriculture. He's a veterinarian. He comes from a family farm. He was in the grain business as an elevator operator and as a trucker. So he's got pretty strong rural and agricultural credentials. So I'm not so worried about him. I think I'd be more worried about not where he stands, but what the budget situation might do to some agricultural programs. Back to Jordan.
Yes. So, Senator, another thing I noticed on your website, on the Senate website, that you recently introduced, actually just this week, it's the IRS Whistleblower Improvements Act. Do you want to explain what that is and what it's going
yeah.
to do?
It does two things, but before I say those two things, let me suggest to you that this is a law I got passed in 2005 or 6. It's to give people incentive if they know a corporation is not paying their taxes to report it to the IRS. And if the taxes are collected, the person reporting it will get at least 15% and sometimes more than that. And it's brought $3 billion into the federal treasury. So it's working, and we want it to work better. And what it's going to take to work better is the two things that the bill does. Number one, this information comes from a group of people we call whistleblowers. In other words, they're saying where something's wrong. They need more job protection when they blow the whistle. And secondly, when the whistle is blown to the IRS, the IRS doesn't do a very good job of keeping the whistleblower informed. And this legislation will make the IRS do a better job of communicating with the whistleblower. Back to Dale.
Hey, how concerned are you about the future of biofuels and green energy in general under the Trump administration?
Not very concerned now. If you asked me the same question before Christmas, I'd say, boy, was somebody from Oklahoma and somebody from Texas going to be in the cabinet, and they're oil-producing countries. That really scares me. But, you know, and they may have that view, but it doesn't matter because they're appointed by a president that supports biofuels. And I and several other senators were in my office with both of these people, and they both said very strongly that they got the message from the president that he supports ethanol, and since they're his appointees, they're going to support it. So I have no concerns. On the other hand, you know, those of us from energy-producing countries like we do, states like we do through wind and biofuels in Iowa, we've always got an uphill battle, and we'll continue to battle, but it's going to be easier if these people and the president keeps their word. Back to, is it Dale?
No, Jordan's turn.
Jordan, go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Of course, another big news item last week was the House throwing away the health care proposal. And I know that was the House, but as far as the Senate goes, and as you're concerned, is there any plans in the Senate for a similar legislation? Is that being talked about? Where's that stand?
Well, obviously, it's being talked about to some extent, but because the health reform bill has taxes in it under our Constitution, they have to start in the House of Representatives. I don't think we're going to get very deep into the woods on it in the Senate until the House passes a bill. The House didn't actually defeat a bill. They just didn't bring it to finality. And I think maybe the lesson learned was that they better make sure they got 216 or 17 votes before they even bring it up. And I think they've gone back to the drawing board. And what does it take to get the last 15 or 20 votes? And that's where we are right now. Don't have a precise idea when it's going to come up. But there's no doubt because of the death spiral that Obamacare is in, we got to do something. In fact, even if Hillary Clinton had been elected president, she'd be doing something. So if we're going to save health care as a strong instrument, and it's going to be stronger when we get our bills passed, then we got to do something because we can't let Obamacare just fall apart without something taking its place. Thank you, Dale and Jordan, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.